All right, guys, update on the injuries. David Osbury did not participate again with a shoulder. Matt Flynn was a full participant today in practice with an elbow, right elbow. Janikowski with a right calf was limited participation. Jared Veldier did not participate, triceps. Menelik Watson did not participate in practice today with a knee, and C.O. Moore was limited in practice today with a foot.
How significant is Watson's injury in this point?
Well, I mean, it you know, I don't know how significant it is. I mean, obviously, he injured himself yesterday in practice and wasn't able to go in practice today. We'll find out more tomorrow as far as whether or not he'll be able to go in the game. But, I mean, it is what it is, and we'll know more tomorrow probably.
Yeah, what do you do if you go into a game and he can't play because you don't have another backup, right, or pure backup, you have to add another guy?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to really get into what transactions we might make, but we probably would have to look at potentially bringing somebody up off the practice squad. So that's a situation that we could consider.
But it wouldn't be anybody that's active now, right? You wouldn't move a guard out there?
No.
Is there a specific diagnosis? Is it a ligament strain, anything you'd be willing to
cage? No, I'm not going to get into specifics of what the injuries are. That's just really kind of policy that we have. So, but he wasn't able to participate in practice today.
He obviously hasn't had a lot of practice time, period. So how much difficulty is it with him not missing a whole day?
Well, I mean, obviously it would be a concern. You know, a young guy that hadn't practiced, makes it all that much more difficult. But we'll see how he is tomorrow, and we'll see the direction that we have to go.
When McFadden is 100 or over is pretty dramatic as opposed to when he doesn't. So getting him going obviously is a priority. Have you seen what you wanted to see from the offensive line in terms of the scheme change and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I still think that there's a lot of getting better that we have to do as far as that's concerned. I think our guys understand what we're trying to do with run blocking. I think we all understand the significance of getting Darren McFadden going for our offense. So I think all those guys understand that's something that we got to get going. That's something that they take personal, and that's something that we're going to continue to work on and continue to try to get going, because that'll be a big factor for our offense is our ability to get McFadden going in the run game.
And you've seen everything from him that you could hope to see in McFadden in terms of him being able to run like he did 2 years ago?
Yeah, well, we're going to really get a chance to see in the game. You know, I mean, he had limited snaps in the preseason, but he's looked explosive in practices so far. Really, he's a guy that, you know, there may be some 2 yard runs, some 3 yard runs, maybe a four, and then boom, you pop one, and that's really what we that's our anticipation, that's our hope, and we're hoping we can get him a crease and he can break off a couple of big runs. I don't know whether he'll be back or not. I mean, he wasn't able to practice. We'll see. If he practices tomorrow, then he'll have a chance. If he doesn't, then he won't.
What have you seen from Mastrud all camp and preseason?
Well, I think Mastrud gives us an inline blocking presence. That's one of the things that we looked at with him. He's highly intelligent, so he understands what to do. You know, he's a little bit of a jack of all trades. I mean, he can do a little bit of everything. He can adjust for us. He's a smart football player, and I think the more smart football players you can put on the field that have the ability to adjust when things change, that's going to give you a better opportunity.
Where's Michael Rivera at in terms of, he's still young, but do you think he's mentally ready?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a lot of rookie players that mentally, you know, do a pretty good job. The thing that you always that's always a concern as the coach is when things change and when they see something different, do they understand how to react? The key is as we start this season and we start moving forward as the season goes on, you know, are these guys that recognize when they make a mistake and they can get it correct and they don't make the same mistake again. Now, they may make new mistakes, all right, but the key is do they correct the mistakes that they made?
Some teams few teams last year were able to get pretty big rushing days on the Colts last year, but since they brought since then, I think they brought in Franklin and Ricky Jean-Francois and Eric Walden. Do you see them being a little different this year in terms of?
Well, I think from a personnel standpoint, they're bigger and a little more stout up front. You know, the key for that defense, I think they fly around. You know, I think they enjoy playing football. You know, you don't see when things do break down, you see a lot of guys running the football and correcting, you know, mistakes that happen up front. So I think they're a better football team overall than what they were last year.
Do you think Marcel Reese will have a bigger role than we had last year? What are your thoughts on where Marcel fits in right now with the offense?
Well, Marcel's a guy that, again, that's very versatile. There's a lot of different things that we can do with Marcel, and we want to try to use him in a role that really accents his skill set and gives him a chance to have success. I think Marcel is one of our guys on our football team that can go make a play for us. And so he's a guy that we want to make sure we get involved in the offense and try to do some things to get him the ball and use him, you know, both in the run game and in the pass game.
Is it a goal of yours to give him the ball more than last year? Or is that, do you look at it that way?
Yeah, I want to find ways to get him touches, you know, because he's a guy that's got some playmaking ability. So, you know, and a lot of that sometimes can get dictated by what defenses try to do and what they try to take away and how they try to take different things away. So, you know, you go into the game, and we go into every game, you know, having some specific plays that we want to try to make sure we can get him touches. But depending on what they do defensively, we got to react to it.
Last year you did not have the opportunity to see what Jacoby Ford could do. Now that you have him here, besides special teams, how much can he help you offensively?
Well, I think he can help us. I mean, I think there's certain things that, you know, again, Jacoby's another guy that with the ball in his hands can make some things happen. So, you know, we got to find different ways to get the football to him. And there's certain things that he does really well. And those are the things that we got to really highlight and make sure we put him in those positions.
You've spoken about the competitive advantage of not naming a quarterback. Do you feel that decision has any impact on the mindset of the players, either good or bad, the fact it's not been announced?
I think the players know exactly what we're doing. We know exactly there's a clear plan on what we're doing. Inside this building, there's absolutely a clear plan what we're doing. Well, it creates issues. I think anytime you have a quarterback that has mobility, it creates issues. And so we got to understand what his movement skills are, where he likes to escape in the pocket, how he can throw the ball on the run. You know, the thing he can do is he can extend the play. And so we got to be good in our plaster coverages down the field and be able to stay in coverage for longer periods of time when he starts to run around. So it's something that we have to be aware of. Our pass rush lanes have to be right. So we've talked a lot about his ability to move around in the pocket, his ability to scramble out.
You brought in a lot of veterans on defense. I mean, a lot of veterans on defense. Are there any, besides Charles Woodson, obviously, are there other guys who you look at now and say they are the ones who are making this their team, this is their defense?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think all of them have taken ownership in it. And all of them understand the things that we have to do to have success. You know, there's guys that I've been around, Tracy Porter, Usama Young. Those are guys that I feel very confident and very comfortable with, and I know what their strengths are and what their limitations are. Other guys like Nick Roach, who, you know, we had an opportunity to watch him in Chicago, and then ever since he's been here, he's a guy that's taken ownership in the defense. You know, so there's several guys that I think understand what we're trying to get accomplished. Kevin Burnett's another guy that understands what we're trying to get accomplished. And really, you know, those guys are pros. You know, I think they know what it takes to have success. And I think that's critical.